Shir Lamed Beis and Shabbos continued. Ches Kislev Heitov Shalom Zayin, November 30th, 1976, on Sunday.
Number of footsteps he made. As number of footsteps he made. So why are the Rabbonim afraid? Not because they say Mahalach is Lafkein Nidomei. Because then the Rabbonim hold and was Midayiket from the Loshon of Rashi that even if he makes a real stop, even if one will stop for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, but Lichate, if only to fix the baggage, and the kavoni is to proceed further, not to rest. So it's not a mediva, it's not anoche either. So mele, every time a person makes a footstep, so what is the purpose of that stop? In order to proceed further, because that's the way you walk. You can't walk any other way, unless you jump. So mele, it's like a chate. But it's not that the rabbonon disagree with Ben Azai's mitzies of Malachim Edomei. That's a mitzies. Is declaratory of the Mitzvahs. But Ben Azai holds there is no distinction between Eimei L'chatev and Eimei Lofush. So everything is Anochi, even Eimei L'chatev. So Eimei L'malach Eimei Dome. But Rabbanon holds, no, only Eimei Lofush is considered Anochi. But Eimei L'chatev is not considered Anochi. So Mahalach Eimei Dome, try. True. But that's, what kind of an Eimei is it? It's an Eimei L'chatev. But the mitzias is that when a person walks, every time he makes a footstep, he puts down his foot, even though it's just for a second or a fraction of a second. So that's an image. So memele, it means that one, now Teisa says the Kashe, and Teisa says that the Yoshalme is that there are two Yosoyas in the Yoshalme. So why is Mavet Aledamis Beshus Rabim Chayev? According to the Nazim, Allah came with them. So either it's a special for Sakosu, for other Terutzim, whatever it is. So that means that according to the Nazim, every time a person makes a footstep, so he's aiming. But it's aiming the cut, but aiming it is. So Memele, every Mavya Daladamis Beshusarabim, let's say he was Mavya Daladamis Beshusarabim with 20 footsteps. So that means there were 20 footsteps involved in the Havore Daladam Shisarabim. So 20 movements and 20 amides. Because that's what it is. The Rabbonin saying that amide is not anoche, that it should be mivatel, the original akire. But so it's not anoche, Alpini. It's immediately cut. But amide it is. That's a mitzies. There is no machlekes in mitzies. So in other words, if the Havore Daladamis took place with 20 footsteps, so that means that the Havore Daladamis consisted of two kinds of actions, of 20 movements and 20 amides. Now, what is an integral part of the Maisa Avera? The 20 movements are an integral part of the Maisa Avera, but the 20 stops, even though they're not anoch, but they are still stops, he's not chayav mise for the 20 stops. Is lekate, or can one be chayav mise for an amide that is lekate? So memele, that means that there is a neutral zone. There is a neutral zone. So in other words, there is a series of movements in Mavet Aledames, or a series of 20 movements, and another series of 20 stops. So the integral part of the Maisa Avera consists of the 20 movements, but the 20 stops, that's a neutral thing. So why should Mavet Aledames be chayev, but there is a neutral zone? What's a neutral zone? At every footstep, every stop in the footsie of every footstep. So that's a neutral zone. Why doesn't it constitute a break in Maisa Avera? So we see that the fact that there is, in the course of the Maisa Avera, an interim period in which a person is engaged in a neutral act, that doesn't constitute a break in the Maisa Avera. It doesn't prevent the tziru between the Akir and the Anoche. So Memele, mates in the Chanus Leplati, there are stovels. I think that's the real pshat in the Gemara. So in the Meila, there is no kasha against the Rambam, there is no kasha against Rashi, and there is no asog against Rav Chaim. I mean, what Rav Chaim says is in accordance with the shita of most Rishonim, except the Ravag. I don't think that there is any other Rishi who agrees with the Ravag. The Ravag is a Yochid. So, maybe that's the Gemara's Kashi. Elamide de Hava Amavichit Vet Mitchilas Dalet Lisei Dal. Hosom Lav Afal Gavdi Monach Lei Bisei Dalet Amis Poteh. Ki Monach Lei Bisei Dalet Amis Chayev. Hochanam Eloishni. So over there, Mavid al-Adam is true that the Mavid al-Adam consists of three ingredients. One is Akira, one is Anoche, and one is the Etzem Avore. But the Etzem Avore of the al-Adam is itself consists of a series of, let's say, of movements and of a series of steps. Let's say, if it involved 20 footsteps, so that means that the avore consisted of 20 movements in the course of the Dalet Ames, which constitute an integral part in my Savere, and 20 steps. Every step it took, let's say, a fraction of a second, half a second. So it's 10 seconds, so there's an interim period of 10 seconds while the person was engaged in a neutral act. Why shouldn't it constitute a break in the Maisavire? It doesn't. So Mele Meitzi B'chomis L'Plati D'Erech Stop doesn't constitute a break in the Maisavire either. So then the Gemara says, no. You cannot make an analogy between Mavad Aledames and Meitzi B'chomis L'Plati D'Erech Stop. Because Hosom Lav Al Gav, so it's the Gemara Midom. Hosom Li Gabai Hai Gavre Mokim Ptu Li Kula Alme Mokim Chivu. So in other words, true. Oh, by Mavid al-Adamis there is also a neutral zone. The 20 steps. But it's not the Mokim Ptur. The 20 steps, the neutral acts of the 20 steps all took place in Mokim Chiyu. Because somebody else who started from a previous point. So, if he made the Anoche at that point where this person made stops, so it was Chayev. So every moment, even the neutral act is does not take place in a neutral zone. So you only have a Chayev that the neutral act in the interim period it does not constitute a break. But a neutral act in a neutral zone maybe does constitute a break in the Maisave. This is what Gemara said. Now, and that kasha against the Rambam, because why the Rambam certainly does not agree with the Shita of Tetzves, because the Rambam passes on one hand Rav Ovin's halacha. The Zohar chetz b'tchilas dalet l'seif dalet l'koros eroin b'alechosei is chay. And on the other hand, the paskins that gonav u'mochav b'shabes, so he's poter only the lekeach told the ganev zrik nivsech lachatziri v'litikneli ad shetenuach. But if he didn't say v'litikneli ad shetenuach, then there is no common rabbi. Then he is chay. So on that kashe, so Rav Chaim gives the teretz. Now, my grandfather Rebbe Leib Pruzhener in Halachas Eliyahu gives a similar teretz, but there is a change. He also says that there is that by Dalet Ames Birshus Harabim, so the Dalet Ames Birshus Harabim is an integral part of my Saver. But there is a difference between what Reb Chaim says and what Reb Ele says. According to Reb Chaim, I mean the way I heard it, it's not in the Sefer. So by Dalet Ames B'Shus Harabim, by Mavir B'Shus Harabim, so the etzem carrying in the B'Shus Harabim is an integral part of Ma'is Avere. Not only in the case of Mavir Mitchilas Dalet L'Seir Dalet, or Zeirik Mitchilas Dalet L'Seir Dalet, even in the case of Mavir Mitchilas Ches L'Seir Ches. So there you could say, the other Dalet, over and above the first Dalet, that's a neutral act. No, Reb Chaim doesn't say that. Reb Chaim says, in other words, there is a minimum of Dalet Ames. But suppose instead of being Zerik Dalad Amis B'Shis Arabim, he's Zerik Ches Amis B'Shis Arabim, 10 Amis B'Shis Arabim, 20 Amis B'Shis Arabim. So all the 20 Amis is an integral part of my Saveret. You ask, who needs the 16 Amis over and above the first Dalad Amis? He would be higher even if he made Anoche at the end of the first Dalad Amis. We don't need it. But if the Anoche takes place at the end of 20 Ames, then the whole Heitzoy over the distance of 20 Ames is an integral part of my Salim. That's in regard to Marav Shisrav. In regard to Meitzim Yashus Rashus, Reb Chaim assumes, which is strange, that only the Akira is an integral part of my Salim. The Hanoche is an integral part of my Savere, but the interim, whatever he does in the interim, is not an integral part of my Savere. Rebbeinu says it differently. First of all, in regard to Mavir B'Shus Rabin, he says that only Mavir Mitchilas Dalet is saved Dalet. So the first Dalet Ames is an integral part of my Savere. But any Ames in the B'Shus Rabin, that he is Meitzi, that he is Zeirik, over and above the initial Dalet Ames, that's a new Torah. Because we don't need it. That's a new Torah. So he says in Echaname, that's why Rebobim says, Zohak Chetz mitchilas Dalet l'seif Dalet, v'korach Roim Baruch Hasi. So Rebobim emphasizes, Zohak Chetz mitchilas Dalet l'seif Dalet, but Zohak Chetz mitchilas Ches l'seif Ches, and then Zohar Seroin, after the first Dalet, while it was moving in the fifth Ame, in the sixth Ame, in the seventh Ame, in the eighth Ame, so then he will be Chayev. Because then, when he becomes Mechuyev for Mazik, he's not engaged in the Maisavere for which is Mechuyev Mise. Because the essential ingredients of the Maisavere consist of Akira and Anoche and the initial Dalet. The other Ames, over and above the initial Dalet, that's a neutral thing. So only Zohar Chetz Mitchilas Dalet we say Dalet. That's the reason as to why Rabobin employs that expression. Because Asiroin in the course of the Tchilas Dalet, Mashayim came, or of the initial Dalet, Mashayim came Zohar Chetz Mitchilas Ches, we say Ches. Because Asiroin after the first Dalet, in the fifth Ame, Tzul B'chayim. That's one thing. Now, another thing that the Rebbele says, that when one is Meitzim Yoshus Rabin Yoshus Ayochi, so the Akire is an essential ingredient of the Maisavere, the Anoche is an essential ingredient of the Maisavere, and the crossing, the Chiluf Rishuis, the crossing of the border, is also an essential ingredient of the Maisavere. But whatever movements the Chifetz makes in the Chotzer, let's say here is the Rishus Rab, here is the origin, the point of Akira, and then here is the borderline. So Memele, the Akira is an essential ingredient, the Anoche is here, is an essential ingredient, and the crossing of the borderline between the Rishus Rab and Rishus Ayochi is also an essential ingredient. But the interim, the movements of the Chifetz as it goes from the point of Akire up to the borderline, and the movements that the Chifetz makes, or if a person is Mavir, after he crossed the borderline, let's say the Anoche, let's say the Chotzer is 10 miles wide, and let's say he is Zerik, a Chifetz, and then the Chifetz falls at the end of the Chotzer. So after crossing the borderline between the Rishus Rabim and the Chotzer, it moved in the Avi Rishus Rabim for 10 miles. And then it rested. So all these movements are a neutral act. But the Etzem crossing of the borderline, that's Chiluf Rishuis, this is an essential ingredient of the Maisavir. Reb Chaim, I mean, it's not real, I didn't see it written in any place except, I mean, Piashmur, but not by himself. So, but the way it was repeated, so Reb Chaim assumed that vis-a-vis Mavir B'Shus HaRabim, so then everything is a Maisa Avera, not only the first Daladamas. Even say like Mitzchilas Ches L'Seif Ches, so all the Ches is an essential ingredient for Maisa Avera. And Zorak Ches Mitzchilas Ches L'Seif Ches, Korah Siroin, after the first Daladamas, it also becomes. According to Rabbeinu, no. But, and then, vis-a-vis Meitzi Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaYochi, or Meitzi Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaYochi Meshus HaRabim, or Machlis Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaYochi, so then only the Akira is an essential ingredient for Maisa Avera, and the Anoche is an essential ingredient for Maisa Avera, but the interim is a new track. Even the crossing of the border between the Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaYochi. Now, so as far as Mavi of Yeshus HaRabim over and above the first Daladamas is concerned, so I mean, so both Svores are equally reasonable, but as far as the other question is concerned, when someone is Meitzi Meshus HaYochi Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaRabim Meshus HaYochi, so why shouldn't the chiluf rishuyos be an essential ingredient of Maisa Avera? Bishleime, the interim between the point of Akira until the borderline, as the ball, someone throws a ball from the Rishus HaRabim Rishus HaYochid, and the point of the Akira is, let's say, is 10 feet away from the borderline. So the movement over the 10 feet, I understand that's not an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avera, because he's allowed Lechatchila to move the ball within that distance. So Memele, that's a neutral act. But, and then, after it crossed the borderline, as it moves in the Avera Chotzea for 20 feet or even for 20 miles, so that's not a Maisa Avera, because one is allowed to throw a ball from one point in the Chotzer to another point in the Chotzer. So even if the origin was in the Rishus HaRabim and it crossed the border, but once it crossed the border, any movement that the ball makes from that point on until the Anoche can reasonably be considered as a neutral act. But the Etzem crossing of the border, why should that be considered as a lawful act, as a neutral act? After all, I mean, without that, there wouldn't be any Maisa Avera. You can make all the Akiras and the Anoches in the same Chotzer, or in the Rishus HaRabim as you want, as long as you're not Machlif Rishus, as you're not Meitzim Rishus Rishus. So the crossing of the border should be considered as an essential ingredient. Now, it's possible that on that question, I'm not saying it's Muchach, that on that question, as to whether the crossing of the border is a neutral act or this is an essential ingredient in Maisa Avera, that's stolen the Machlokes Rishenim at the beginning of Shabbos. There, the Rishenim Achilik in respect to the Rabbon. Now, the Gemara says in Shabbos Dab Gimul, the Gemara says that there are two kinds of the Rabbonos. So, Ptura Dosebul, the Chiyuv Chatos Chosh. So there are three shittes of Rishayim. So in other words, the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shabbos, only mentions those the Rabbonons that are also the Chiyuv Chatos. That means which mid Rabbonon, we explained it. That mid Rabbonon it's a Meloch. Mid Raisa it's not a Meloch, but mid Rabbonon it's a Meloch. But Yisur Adlios Lechiv Chatos means even with Rabbonon it's not a Meloche, but he just exaired like Loyame Dodom Bershus Ayochim Yishne Bershus Rabim. So can you call him a Michal Shabbos even with Rabbonon? If a person stands in the Bershus Ayochim and drinks from a Kele, a fountain that is Bershus Rabim, if he bends over his head into the fountain and he drinks, he's not a Michal Shabbos. Even with Rabbonon is not a Michal Shabbos. But it's an Yisra Exeire. So it's exeret. So according to Rashi, which the Rabbonon is considered as Melechah Shabbos, mid Rabbonon as it's Tzoye, Akiras. And Anoches are also mid Rabbonon, but it's not considered it's Tzoye. According to the Ramban, just the other way. In other words, that Anoches, that culminates the act, is considered the Melachim Rabbah without Akira. Akira is not. But the Rivo and the Rabbeis of Rashi, they say that which the Rabbonons are considered Melachis Rabbonon, Chiluf Rishis. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's coupled with Akira or it's coupled with Anoche. So some of the Shvusim in the Mishnah are coupled with Akira, some of the Shvusim in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah in Shabbos, are coupled with Anoche. But the important thing is Chiluf Rishis. So we see that according to Rashi and the Ramban, so Chiluf Rishis is not as serious a Nisa Mid Rabbonon as Akira by itself. According to the Rabbeis of Rashi and the Rivo, so Chiluf Rishis is a more serious Nisa. Now, alright, so there is a machlikas in the Rabbon. It's machlikas in the Rabbon. But it's mistaber that this machlikas, while it is negayin in the Rabbon, really emanates from the machlikas in respect to the Raisin. If we say that the Chiluf Rishis, the crossing of the border, midraisa, is an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avere, so then in the Rabbonon also, this Chiluf Rishis, so is the major Rabbonon that constitutes a Meloche Rabbonon. Other Rabbonons are just layers. But if we say, as Reb Chaim assumes, that the crossing of the border is not an essential ingredient of the Maisa Aveira. So what are the ingredients of the Maisa Aveira in Milraise? Eikeia and Meniach, Akira and Anoche. So Mimele, Chiluf Rishuis by itself is not even Moser, and that we showed that Chiluf Rishuis by itself is not even Moser if it is not coupled with either Akira or Anoche. So we flew that the machlekes rishonim there, while it's in connection with the Rabbonon, is really a machlekes midrais. Now, what we have to understand, so that means that according to Rashi says that what is the major Rabbonon that constitutes in Melaches Yitzoyim the Rabbonon, that is the Akiras. But Hanoches not, even those Hanoches in the Mishneh that are coupled with Chiluf Rishuis. So they are just Isurim Rabbonon Zeres. They're not Yitzoyim Rabbonon. So it's mashma that midraise the Chiluf Rishuis is not an essential ingredient of the Maisaber of Yitzoyim. So we have to understand, how can anyone say that the Chiluf Rishuis is not an essential ingredient? Of course it goes without saying that if a person will make an Akira in the Rishis Ayochid and they will make Anoch in the Rishis Ayochid, so it's no Maisavere. So why is it a Maisavere when he is Eikia Mishis Ayochid Rishis Rabin? Because there is a Chiluf Rishuis. So how can you say that the crossing of the border, which represents the Chiluf Rishuis, is not an essential ingredient of the Maisavere? So we have to say, according to this Rishonim, that Enoch and Ame, without Chiluf Rishuis, of course, I mean, that goes without saying, without Chiluf Rishuis, there is no Maisa Avera. But the only two ingredients of the Maisa Avera are Akira and Anoche. The answer is, what kind of an Akira is a Maisa Avera? Akira and Yoshus Roshus. So in other words, if ultimately there is a Chiluf Rishuis, so then it turns out retroactively that when he was Eikia from the Rishus Rabin, it was an Akira Mishus Rishus. But if ultimately there is no Chiluf Rishuis, so then the Akira was just an Akira, not an Akira Mishus Rishus. So in other words, the Chiluf Rishuis element is inherent. It's imminent in the Akira. But of course, the Chiluf Rishuis element is an essential element. But whereas, according to the Rivo, so it is an essential element in itself. So, in other words, Yitzoy consists of three separate ingredients: Akira, Chiluf Rishuis, and Hanoche, according to Rashi. So there are only two essential ingredients. But the Chiluf Rishuis element is imminent in the Akira element. If the Akira results in a Chiluf Rishuis, then the Akira at the very outset is an akira mishus lashus. But if it is not, if it doesn't result in a chiluf rishuis, then the akira is not an akira mishus lashus. So in other words, the chiluf rishuis is only at night, upon which it's a certain contingency, upon which the character of the akira is contingent. But there are only two essential ingredients, akira and anochem. What kind of akira? Not an ordinary akira. An akira is rishus. An akira mirshus rishus. So, when is it an akira mirshus rishus? Number one, if it ultimately results in a chiluf rishus. And number two, that at the time when he makes the akira, he has the intention of being machlof the rishus. But I'm fine if hafeitzim is obviously as obvious as nimlach. So then the akira is not an akira mishus l'shus. The akira is not an akira mishus l'shus. So in Mele, we could say that this is, that on this question, whether the chiluf rishus is an essential element or not, that's really totally machlokes between Rashi and the Ribbon. Now, the question is, you see, the way Reb Chaim answers the Kasha and the Rambam. So he answers the Kasha and the Rambam. In other words, the reason as to why the Gemara says, Kimam ki Rabbi Akiva, Doma Akuta Kim Shuchadam, Yedik Rabbonon, Kim Limatil Chatzabei Sekone, Lini Shabbos Lemechaye, Vadimatil Are, the applies to this is Kasha is, but why shouldn't we say, even without so it's akira tzir hanoche, just as in the case of Zohar Chetim Tfilat Dalet Sey Dalet. So Reb Chaim says over there, because when the seroyin are torn, so that's in the midst of the ma'isavir of itzoyer, in the midst of the itzoyer of the adamus. Mashen can hear when he becomes mechuyev dalet vehei, when he becomes mechuyev dalet vehei. So then it is. So then it's a neutral act. Why is it a neutral act? Because when is he came in the Gneve? When he crosses the border, when he enters the Avir of the Chotzer. When he enters the Avir of the Chotzer. So that is a neutral act. So Memele, it's not the Vasachas. So when does he become a Chuyim Dalet Vehei? When he crosses the border, when he enters the Avir of the Chotzer. The first moment he enters the Avir of the Chotzer. That means when he crosses the border. The border between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaYochim. So Mimele, that's not an essential part of the Maisaber. So that is true if we say that even crossing the border is not an essential ingredient of the Maisaber, as Reb Chaim assumes. But the way Rebbele says that the crossing the border is an essential ingredient of the Maisaber, so then the question arises, so why does the Gemara say, Dik Rabonon, Kim Dimati Lechatzabese, Kone, Linyin Shabbos Limechaye, Adimati Lare. So the Gemara says to resort to the kimte of Beimah v'tikno lignes achash nuach, even without that kimte, but it's still basachas, according to the premise that the crossing of the border is also an essential ingredient, because when does it become mechuyev in Balevei? When it enters the Avir of the Chotzer, that is the moment, the first moment when it crosses the border. That's an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avir. Now. So that's probably the reason as to why Reb Chaim assumes such a chiddush that even crossing the border is not an essential ingredient of Maisa Avera, in order to answer the kashe against the Rambam. But if we say like the Rivo, and the Rivo definitely is the hishit is that the chiluf rishuis is midraisa an essential ingredient of Maisa Avera. So why does the Gemara say? Why does Gemara say that according to Rabbonon, so it's not with Basachas, but it's still with Basachas? When it becomes Mechuyev Dalet Vehei, when it enters the Avir HaChotzer, and that is the first moment when it crosses the border, that's an essential ingredient of the Maisa Avera. Now, Teisves has the cash against this Gemara. The Gemara says, Elo Marafon, Beim Ala Yisrei Kni Visechol Chatzeire, Vitiknu Kni Visechol, Kiman Ki Rabba Kive Doma Kuto Kim Shuruch Adanye, Ki Rabbonon, Kiv Dimatye, Kim di matir chatz basic koner in Shabbos lomechayu al mot laare. So Tesis says the kashe. Why does the Gemara say according to Rabbi Kiva it's all right? According to Rabbi Kiva it's not all right either. V'im teima Rabbi Kiva name Kim di motel laare chatzir chayev in Shabbos chayvin Shabbos. The shusay yochid ilu ad lorokia. Uin kinyan we konet ba'avir ad moto isicham chitzes. Because above the mechitzes, even when the sheir or the se is in the avir of the chotzer, but it's above the mechitzes, it's still not mishtamir b'seir chotzer. So there is no kinyan chotzer. So the kinyan gneive is not completed yet. The kinyan mechiret is not completed yet. So memeil is not chayv alvei. So why does Gemara say according to Rabbi Akiva, so it's all right? No, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not in Masachas either, because Rabbi Akiva says kutu kemishiuch adamye. So let's say if he throws it from a great height, so the moment it enters the avir of the rishus harabi of the chotzer, even if it's 100 feet high or 1,000 feet high, high above the mechitzes of the chotzer, so he already becomes mechuyev mise. But when does he become? When does he become mechuyev only when it goes down within the confines of the mechitzes, within the mechitzes? So it's not b'vasachas. So why does the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Akiva it's all right? That's the discussion. So Tehiya gives the teretz that according to Rabbi Akiva it can accord with Rabbi Akiva, because we can apply that brisa that says. To the case where it throws it through a window. In other words, that it enters, the first moment it enters, the Aver HaChotzer, it's already within the confines of the Mechitza. But in Echaname, if it will throw, the Galev will throw the Sherezeh from a great height, and it will enter the Aver HaChotzer high above the Mechitzes, so then it will not be the Sachasi. This is what Teisa says. But the Teisus Rosh Yeshiv in Kubesis in Burakame gives a different terms. And he says that even if he throws the Sheir Veseh high above the Mechitzes, so then it is considered the Basachas. Now why? So that seems to be very simple. Because the same Svorah that Reb Chaim says in regard to the Chiyuv Misi of Zorak Chetz Betchilas Dalet Seif Dalet, Vikoras Roim Bal Chosin. So there, it is Vasachas, even though he becomes Mechuyev Mise a few seconds later, when it is Noch, but he doesn't become Mechuyev Mise just for the Anoche. He becomes Mechuyev Mise for the Anoche, for the Akire, and for the carrying over the distance of the Ladames. So the carrying of the distance of the Ladames is an essential in Kiryat Ma'aseh. So that means, when does he become Mechuyev Mise Mitzad Mazik? When he tears the Seroyim. And that explains while he's engaged in the midst of the Maisavere. So it's considered Vasachas. So the same Svore, we can say this is the Pshat that is a Svosh Rukh. And it says, Enoch Aname, that the price is reference our Gemara in Borakame is reference to the case when he throws the Sherezeh over a great height. So in other words, so it enters the Aver HaChotzer high above the Mechitzes. So at that time he becomes Mechuyev Misi. And he is not keli, he doesn't become mechuyev dalvei until it reaches the mechitzes, the avir mechitzes. But the chiyuv, why do we say common rabbi? Because the chiyuv, in other words, there are two chiyuvim. First of all, there is a chiyuv miser for chiyuv Shabbos for Yitzhoye, and there is a chiyuv tashlumi for the ma'ase gneiva, the ma'ase mechira, the ma'ase avire of selling the gneiva, the sherezeh. Now, so when he becomes mechuyev dalvei, the moment the sherezeh enters the avera mechitzes, is mechuyev just for that moment, or is mechuyev for the whole ma'ase akinyan? The ma'ase akinyan consists the ma'ase mechira that is performed by the ganev. Consists in the act of throwing the sherezeh. So it's nimshech. It's not his ma'aseh avera, his mechuyev dalvei for the reiteration of the gneiva. Now the Torah says, if a ganev steals a sherezeh, and that's all, he's chayev kevi. But if, in addition to stealing, he reiterates his act of gneiva, his meisiv peshal hatoei, he slaughters it, or he sells it, so then is high dalvei. So there is a new ma'aseh that is mechayev in dalvei. What's the new ma'aseh that is mechayev in dalvei? The ma'aseh mechira to the rikeach. How is that Mais Mechia realized? Just by the coming of the Sheir Vesein to the Haver Amchitzes? No. By the throwing. And his act of Maisa Mechira to the Rikeach is Nimshach. From the time the Sheir Vesein is detached from his hand until it comes into the Haver Amchitzes. So then the Kiyan is completed. That's the Maisa Kiyan. The Maisa Kiyan does not take place only when it comes into the Haver Amchitzes. It's a continuous act. And it's Nimshach from the time the Sheir Vesein is detached from his hand until it reaches the Avraham Chitzes. So that means, when does it become a Chuyev Nisei? When it reaches the Avir. So that means he becomes a Chuyev Nisei in the midst of his act of Neve, of Mechire, which is a reiteration of the act of Neve. So Memele is Basachas. This is the Pshat Netesis Rosh, Yishud Mukbetzis Murakame. So Memele, so we can say, so let's say, according to Rebele Steretz, that the Chiluf Rishuis is also an essential, is an integral part of the Maisa Avere. So still, here the Gemara says, Kiman Kerabakim Lo Makut Kim Mishu Unchadam, Di Kerabonon Kim Dimatu Lechatsa Beisi Kon Nishab Zom Lechayu Matu Ar. So Teisa says that here the Gemara has reference to the case where he throws the grave, the Kana throws the grave through the Pesach, through the Chalei. So the first moment it enters into the Avir Amchitzes. No. But we can say that the Gemara has reference to the case where he throws it through a height. And the first moment when it enters into the Avir Achotzer, it is above the Mechitzes. It's above the Mechitzes. So Memela, that means when does it do an integral part of the Maisa Avere? When it crosses the border. But first it crosses the border at a certain height, and then it goes down. So the Gemara says, Kiman Kiraba Kiridomakut Kimishun Khadami, the Kirabonon, Kim Dimatil Khatsabese is Kone. And then he's not engaged in the essential ingredient of the Maisavere. Because only the crossing of the border is an essential ingredient of the Maisavere. But he threw it like this. So when it was machlid the rishus, when it crossed the border above the height of the mechitzes, then he was engaged in the maisavere. But he didn't become a chuyev dalvei. When does he become a chuyev dalvei? When the sheir vesein is lowered. At that time, he's engaged in a neutral act. A neutral act. So memele, if there shouldn't be a din of kamdram.
Shabbos Shalom and Gimel Yud Kislev Hei Tov Shalom and Zion, December 2nd, 1976,
and Thursday. כי בפורך מה הייתנו לרבון, לא הייתנו לרבון. אם משום דמידה בדריקו, הייתנו או הקטל יודע דמידה בזהירה, ויודע הוליף לחמם לבנה זה, אז זהירה כמי שיתך אשכחו. So why does the Gemara ask? Why does the Gemara say? Bishlenu lbena זה מהלך כאין לדום. So how does the Gemara know at this stage, at this point, that the time of Ben Azai is because of Malach Enidom. Since the Gemara did not as yet find the Teretz Amitzkashi according to Rabbono, so where do we find an example that even when there is a neutral act, even when the Meitzi is engaged in the midst of the Itzoye, in the neutral act, that is still higher, that does not constitute a break in the Maisa Avere. So the Gemara did not have to take it for granted that the time of Ben Azai is because Malach Enidome. Maybe Ben Azai doesn't hold Malach Enidome, but the time of Ben Azai is because inasmuch as in the midst of the Mitzoy, as he crosses the stove, so he's engaged in neutral act, neutral zone, so that constitutes a break in the joint. But how a cattle yoda they made him as the yoda live with Lava Benazai as Eric Omechi, he has to be tired of three dohe comma. Bishle Benazai, a few of Mishkahas Kai governor, the Mish Pot, the Mahalachim Dome. El Rabbanon Antik Sheikh Hashem. Now Teisa says, Uvi Roshal Mepoich, Al Daiti de Benazai, in Odom Mishaiv al Daldamit Vashus Rabin Leilam. The Yose Kimisha Uch Alko Amo Va Amo Vif. It doesn't mean Alko Amo Va Amo, it means at every footstep. So the Yoshalme is the Kashe, according to Benazai, it Mahalachim Dome, and that's a Mitzies. So how can we visualize a chiyuv of Mavad Aladamis? Suppose someone will carry a chifetz over the Aladamis and Shisarabim, but he'll stop at every foot. So then he will not be chayev, because the moment he stops, he walks one foot and he stops. So the mele, the original akira is broken. Then a new akira, and then again he walks another foot and he stops. So according to Benazai, so at every footstep there is a stop. So Mamele, so the Akires become bottle. So Yerushalmi Sotesa says, Umishan and Mishkachas le Bikeifes. Now in our text in the Yerushalmi it's not mentioned. And as a matter of fact, the Rashbo mentions the Yerushalmi, and he says the Yerushalmi doesn't say anything. So Teisva said a different girsay than we. We have the same girsay as the Rashba had. So according to Teisva's girsay, the Yerushalmi gives it terrors. Mishkachas lo bikeivitz. In other words, Enoch Nadav, according to Benazai, so when is Mavad al-Damir, which is Arabim Chayev, if he jumps, if he makes a leap of Dalet Amis, so maybe there is no stop in the midst of the Daladamas. Otherwise, according to Benazai, he is not high. Now, according to our Gilsen in the Yerushalmi is that Kashe and doesn't give any Teretz. So what does it mean, he doesn't give any Teretz? So, and that's the Rashba also had the same Gilsen. So mainly, so the Rishenim explained. All the Rishenim, you see, who give other terutz in Fenkeifetz, obviously had a different girse, not the girse that Teisa said. Because if they had the girse that Teisa said, how would they give a different teretz? Even though you'll find in some Rishenim that our Gemore is Chilikan Yerushalmi, but it could be that the Rishenim, who give the teretz, that the reason as to why Mavad al-Damis is chayev even according to Benazai, because there is a special Zel Sakosuf, so they'll say that's the pshat in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is the kashe, so Benazai shouldn't be mechuyev, and the Yerushalmi doesn't give any teretz, so what's the implicit teretz? The implicit teretz is because it's a special Zel Sakosuf. Alright, umshan mishkachas lebikeit vashaz didon lechoshev lepich kidom abazirim. So in other words, Teisve says the Gilse of Kevitz. So Mimele, Teisve comes to the conclusion, he's forced to come to the conclusion that there is a machleket between Yerushalmi and the Bab. That our Gemara doesn't mention it. So obviously, our Gemara holds that there is a chiyuv of Mavad al Adames even without Kevitz. Why? Because this is special Zel Sakosu. So there is a machlik between Yerushalmi and the Bav. Mashenik and the Rishenim, who don't have that Gilse, became fits. So Mimele, the Yerushalmi has that Kashi, Yerushalmi doesn't give any Teretz. So they'll say that the Pshat in not giving it Teretz is that there is a special Zel Sakosu. So there is no machlikes between the Yerushalmi and the Bav. Alright. Vashad the Dolo Chosh Lepirei Gom Baziri, Valdam Bishis Rab, Nechazik Mirlo. Uloch Lemakshal. וכן כלותו לרב עקיבא אבל גב דחלישו מוכדמיה וזיר גלדם למשוס הרבי איס חייב, so the question is according to רב עקיבא כלותו כמשיר מוכדמיה so why is זיר גלדם למשוס הרבי חייב? Let it be considered as if at every point it was not so we have to say because it's a special as a cost וגבור מסבתו כיוון דבדל לדמס בירשוס הרבי לא יום המהלך כאימי דומה אף על גב דיבה על מה כאימי דומה Liben Azai. Im Chayef Liben Azai, Afilo Amud Lofu, Shter Ale Dames in Lahav. In other words, so the Rivo, in other words, assumes that according to our Gemore, according to our Gemore, so the reason is to why even according to Ben Azai, Mavid Ale Dames is Chayef, even not Kevet. Is because it's a special zelzakos. So that means the halacha of Malachim Edome does not apply to Mavid al Damit b'shisarabi. So Mimele, the shaili is, suppose someone carries a chifetz, Dal Damit b'shisarabi, and then he stops at the end of two amis. Is it chayv or not? Because we can say, according to Ben Azai, he always stops. So how is he mechuyev? So it's a special gzeras hakosu. So memele, even if he stops mame, as Ben Azai evaluates it. In other words, that every time a person makes footsteps, so at every footsteps he makes a stop. But that stop is lechatin. It's for the purpose of proceeding further. So memele, that's not considered anoche. Whereas Ben Azai holds that even lechatin is considered anoche. So memele, we can say that true, there is a special zelzakosu in regard to Mavud Adam v'shisarabi, that we don't apply the aloche of Malach Emidome, so that means we don't apply the aloche that Emid Likatev, like the Emid Mehalech. So that's an Emid of Likatev, it's not an Emid of Lofush. So generally speaking, according to Ben Azai, Emid Likatev is also aloche. But in regard to Maru Daldanu Shisarabim, then especially with the Sakosuk, that Eimed Likatif is not Anoche, but Eimed Lofush. We don't have a Sakosuk in regard to Eimed Lofush. Oh, that's one alternative. But there is another alternative. Inasmuch as according to Ben Azai, so there is no distinction between Eimed Lofush and Eimed Likatif, so Eimed Likatif is also Anoche generally. So since by Maru Daldanu Shisarabim there is a Sakosuk, that lechol apoches emid likatif is not anoche. So we can say that it's not anoche, even if emid lofush is not anoche. Even emid lofush is not anoche. So these are the two alternatives. In other words, because we have a special Zerzakos that we don't apply the halacha of Malachim Edome in regard to Malved Aladames, so what's the pshat in Zerzakos that Eimed Likatif is no anoche in Mavad Aladames, but Eimed Lofush is, or the Zakosuf is that even Eimed Lofush is no Anoche, that there is no Aloche of Anoche Zgufik, Anoche Zchevitz in Mavad Aladames, so even Eimed Lofush. But one thing is clear, suppose he'll stop, according to Ben Azai, he'll walk with it to Ames, then he'll stop and he'll take out the chifetz from his pocket and he'll put it on the karaka, then he'll pick up the chifetz from the karaka and he'll walk another 2 ames, then of course he'll be potter, because then we don't even have to resort to the aloche of anochas gufik, anochas chifetz. Then there is mamish anochas chifetz. Right. Im lo yomat chutz la'aba ames kigin shenot la'acha miyot im amrino mahalach kei medon chutz li daladames Imlav. In other words, by Mavad Aladames, suppose he didn't stop. In other words, how is it possible he didn't stop? He has to stop sometimes. I mean, he can't keep on walking on ad infinitum. So it means, let's say, somebody else took it from his hand after the Aladames, but by the time that somebody else took away the chifetz from his hands, so he already had made a footstep. So a footstep is also a stop. But in regard to Mavad Aladames, there is a Zerzakosuf that Mehalach is not Kei Medome. So maybe that Zerzakosuf only implies that we do not say Mehalach Kei Medome to be Mevatil Da'akire, to Liptur, to Pater him. But maybe Lechiyuv, we do apply, because Zerzakosuf doesn't imply that even Lechiyuv, the Mahalach Kei Medome doesn't apply to Da'al Adam Shisarab. That's one alternative. The other alternative is that the Zakosuf only tells us that we don't apply the Aloch of Mahalach Kei Medome Liptu, but Lechiyu. So that the general principle of Mahalach Kei Medome should apply. Lechiyu Loma Chuzlava Ameskin, Shinot Lacham Yodi, Yamin Mahalach Kei Medome Chuzot Da'al Adam Shisarab. And he has a similar sophy in regard to good. V'chein kluto l'rabba Akiva. Imom ha'akim mishu'un chodam ye chutz la'abames. Now the question is, according to Rabba Akiva, kluto ke mishu'un chodam ye, so how can we visualize a chiyuv of zirin v'adames? It's always cold at every inch, or even a fraction of an inch. So mimele, so we have to say it's a special zazakosu, that vis-a-vis Zirin Daladames, we don't apply the aloha of Kutu Keshi Yuchadam yet. So the question is, what's the extent of the Zirin Sakos? V'chein kutu l'rabba kivim imo makim ishim uchadam, yichut l'abba ames, afu l'kol ta'acher oi kelet, oi shenisrifo, so mimele, so kivim ditech abba ames l'yamrino. So, or not. In other words, so it's the same song. Near the Rashbo, the Rabbi Yechem Nobel Eel, Hamfane Hafots of Mizobis Lizobis, Vinim Lachale, Vitzion Potea, so Leslie the Benazai, the Benazai, the Oma Mahalach Kei Medome, have a Chayev, because the original Akira was inconsistent to his lachas machsheves, because the kavone that the person had, at the time of the original, akire, was that to be mifane from one corner and the rishus ayochid another corner, and then he decided to walk out. So there was no new akire. But according to Ben Azai, since by the time he changed his mind to walk out into the rishus arabi, so he already made a new footstep. So we made that akire is should be higher for that akire. So Mele, when Rabbi Yechanan says Hamfane Chafotz of Mizovis Lizovis, V'nimlech aleihem v'yitzir mispoter, is less than Ben Azai. Ben Azai doma malach kei medome havechaye v'chein mucha v'hedev rishon ayres. Now there is a big chidesh which is not unreasonable in the shailos of Chumash Rabbi Migdash. He says that in regard to the member of Rabbi Yechanan, Hamfane Chafotz of Mizovis Lizovis v'nimlech aleihem v'yitzir mispoter. So he says, suppose a person would make an akire from the Rishus Hayochid with the intention of going out, of carrying out the Chayfetz in the Rishus Rabbi, and he walked out into the Rishus Rabbi. But then, as he walked out in the Rishus Rabbi, so he walked in the Rishus Rabbi for some distance, and he didn't make his stop there. And then he decided to go back to his house. And he walked back into his house. And then without stopping in the house. He just walked back into his house without making a stop in the house. And then he went again into the Rishus Rabbi. And then he stopped. So one would say, he certainly should be high. After all, he made two akires, and both akires. So, let me find it. It's a long tshuva, chogale. So, in other words, the Rimiga says so that he'll be potter. Why? Because even though he made the original akira from Mokim Noch, so in the Rishus Ayochit, to go in the Rishus with the intention of going to Rishus Rabin, and he did go into the Rishus Rabin. But he didn't stop in the Rishus Rabbi, and then he walked back into the Rishus Ayochid, and he didn't stop in the Rishus Ayochid, and then he walked again into the Rishus Rabbi, and then he stopped. So he spotted. Why? Because since there is Aloch of Melechus Machsheves, so at the time when he made the Akira, his intention was of making the Aloch after the first Akira, and then he changed his mind. He didn't stop the first time he arrived in the Rishus Rabin. He went back in the Rishus Ayochid. And then he didn't stop in the Rishus Ayochid. Had he stopped in the Rishus Ayochid, and then he would have made another Akire, so then he would be hired for the second Akire. But he didn't stop, he just came back to the Rishus Ayochid and he didn't stop there. And he kept on walking all the time, and again into the Rishus Rabin. So that means, so it's not Melechus Machsheves, because his Machshove was to stop with the first Akire, with the first time he entered the Rishus Rabin. And when did he stop? He stopped after the second time he arrived in the Rishus Rabin. So maybe it's not a Melechus Machsheves. It's not unreasonable, but it's a Chiddush. All right. Mir da hava ma ve khifet be shusagam. Havel le min ka ta meitsi. Daire be lir. Di khol kam et loy mona khlei mifta. Elo mishim di posa hoche no kat ma vi no kat loy name hash. U vi khol yone avor be shusagam kon. So not wait when gimor le khat khile try to deduce that the fact that a person is engaged in a neutral act in the neutral zone, in the midst of the Itzoy. So that does not constitute a break in the Itzoy. So to deduce that from Mavi Chayfet versus Arabin, let's say Mitchilas Ches L'Seif Ches. So over there, after he already had traversed Dalet Ames, so then we say, So he's chayev, even though he doesn't add anything to his ma'isavere. So he spends, let's say, 5 minutes in traversing over and above the first Dalet Ames. So that doesn't constitute a break. So mavir mechonus liplatya derech snowballs. Now, last time I mentioned the difference between Reb Chaim's and the Halichas Elio. Now, so according to Reb Chaim, so even if someone is mavia, a chayfetz mitchilas ches l'seif ches, so all the ches is an integral part of my savira, even though he'll be mechuyev the same chatos for being mavia Dalet Ames. So the pshat is there is a minimum of Dalet Ames, but whatever he carries, so that's an integral part of the Ma'is Avere. And if he carries Ches Ames, so all the Ches Ames is an integral part of the Ma'is Avere. The Halichas Elio says no. The Ma'is Avere is only the first Dalet Ames, and anything that he carries over and above the first four Ames is a neutral act. He's not an integral part of the Ma'is Avere. Now, so let's understand the Gemara according to Halichas Elio and according to Reb Chaim. According to Halichas Elio, so the Gemara is very smooth. So the first raya of the Gemara is So after he traversed the first Dalet Ames, so whatever he carries over and above the first Dalet Ames is a neutral act, and still it doesn't constitute a break in the Itzoy. So mavir mechonus leplati derech snov doesn't constitute a break in the Itzoy. So this is what the Gemara said. So the Gemara refutes that. Midon hosom kolei chadim onachlei nikim chiyuv hoche imonachlei bistov mokim ptur. So the Gemara says no, you cannot deduce, there is no perfect analogy between the case of mavir chayfetz mitchilas ches l'seif ches and the case of hameitzim mechonus leplati derech snov, because by hameitzim mechonus leplati derech snov, so there is, let's say, a certain period in the midst of the Itzoye, 5 minute period, when the person carries the chayfetz throughout the stov. So then while the 5 minute time that he spends in carrying the chayfetz through the stov, so he's engaged in a neutral act, it's not an integral part of the Ma'isavir, there is nothing wrong in carrying any mokim ptur, and in a neutral zone too, because the stove is not in mokim chiyub. Masha'in came in the case of mavi chayfetz b'yoshus arabi, mitchilas ches l'seif ches, when he carries the chayfetz in the additional four ames, over and above the first four ames, so he's engaged in a neutral act. He's not engaged in Ma'isavir, but he's not engaged in a neutral zone, because the same person, if it could become a chuyev, if he decided to make the anoche at any one point over and above the first Dalet Ames, so he's engaged in neutral act in the case of Mavir Chayfetz b'Yoshus HaRabim, but not in neutral zone. Masha'in came in the case of Hameitz Mechonus Leplati Derech Snov, so while he carries the Chayfetz through the stove, it's not only that he's engaged in a neutral act, he's engaged
in a neutral zone. So maybe the fact that one is engaged in neutral act doesn't constitute a break, but the fact that one is engaged in a neutral zone does constitute a break in the Yitzhoi. This is what the Gemara says. This is how the Gemara refutes it. Midame, hosom kolichem imonachlei mikim chiyuvu. Hoche imonachlei bistov mokim pturu. So over there, hosom kolichem imonachlei mokim chiyuvu. By mavi chifetz. Mitchilas ches leseif ches. So at any point beyond the Dalet Ames, so it's imokim chiyuvu. So he's not carrying in a neutral zone. He's carrying in imokim chiyuvu. Not in Mokim Ptur. Masha'in can hear while he carries it through the stove, he's carrying it Mokim Ptur. So maybe the fact that one is engaged in a neutral act in Mokim Chiyuv is not, doesn't constitute a break. But the fact that one is engaged in a neutral act in a neutral zone in Mokim Ptur does constitute a break. Alright. Now, this is the Pshat, according to Al Chazalio, so it's very smooth. According to Reb Chaim, it's not so smooth. Because according to Reb Chaim, so it doesn't make any difference whether a person is maver Dalet Ames Rishis HaRabim or is maver 8 Ames or 20 Ames. So whatever he carries, so is an integral part of the Maisa Avera. So according to Reb Chaim, we have to say that the raya of the Gemara, the first raya of the Gemara, mina dehave amave chivetz b'shus harabim, is similar to the second raya of the Gemara. How did we explain the second raya of the Gemara? Mina dehave amave chivetz b'tchilas dalet l'seif dalet. There it is certainly an integral part of the Maisa Avera, except according to the shita of the Ralbag and Parsha Yisrael. But according to other Rishonim, it's certainly an integral part of Maisa Avera. So we said because the Rabbonon Achilikan and Benazai, and they say Malach Lafkei Midome, but it doesn't mean that the Mitzias is Malach is Lafkei Midome. The Mitzias is that Malach is Kei Midome. But every the Eimid that the person makes at every footstep, the Amida that the person makes at every footstep is an Eimid Likati. And the Rabbanon hold that Eimid L'Katif is not Anoche. But an Amida it is. Even according to Rabbanon. So, but it is not Mevatel the original Akira. Because it's not Eimid Lofush. But an Amida it is. So Memele, if a person carries, let's say, a Chifes, Dalet Ames, Beshus Arabi, and that is done with 20 footsteps. So that means there are 20 movements and 20 stops. So what constitutes an integral part of Maisa Avera? The 20 movements by the person constitute an integral part of Maisa Avera, but the 20 stops don't constitute an integral part of Maisa Avera. So Memele, let the 20 stops constitute a break in the Itzoi. So he should be Poter, but he's not Poter. So Memele, the Gemara is saying the second Raya. So we can learn out from that Meitzim Chonis Leplatye Derech Stov is Alzheim. So according to Reb Chaim, we have to say that the first Raya is similar to the second Raya. Second Raya. So the Gemara says, Mide da'av amav echidin v'shus harab, mitchilas ches leseif ches. So true indeed, that all the ches ames, constitute an integral part of Maisa Avera. But the carrying over Ches Ames, it consists of movements and stops. So let's say he had to make 40 footsteps in order to traverse Ches Ames. So that involved not only 40 footsteps, but 40 footsteps and 40 stops. So the 40 footsteps do constitute an integral part of Maisa Avera, but the 40 stops don't constitute an integral part of Maisa Avera. So that should constitute a break, and we see that it's higher. So it's a raya that makes him chazal plati derech stov is also higher. So then the Gemara says, Midot, hosom kol yechad imonach leimakim chiyuv. So Memele over there, it is true they are 40 footsteps involved. And that constitutes an integral, and 40 footsteps, I mean 40 stops in the 40 footsteps. So Memele, that is a neutral act, but he doesn't spend any time in a neutral zone. It's only Mokim Chiyuv. So how can you learn out that even in the case where in the midst of the Itzoye he is involved, he's engaged in not only in neutral act but also in neutral zone, that even that doesn't constitute. Maybe where he's engaged in a neutral zone in the Mokim Ptur, so then he does constitute the break. Again, so the same guy. So too, indeed, and in this case, certainly, the 20 footsteps constitute an integral part of my zavire. But there are also 20 stops. So while he makes the 20 stops, so he's engaged in a neutral act, and the Hava Min of the Gemara was that here he's engaged not only in a neutral act but in a neutral zone as well, because Bishleim in the case where he's Mava Mitchilas Chesli Seif Ches, so after he traversed the first four Amis, so Mimele it's not in neutral zone in any way, because he himself could have made a stop at any one point beyond the first four ames, and he would be mechuyev. So mimele, he's not engaged at any one moment in a neutral zone in the mokim tur. But in the case of mavya mitchilas dalet leseiv dalet, relative to himself, suppose he would make a stop at any one point between the beginning of the Dalet Ames and the end of the Dalet Ames, would it be chayiv? No. So relative to himself, it's a neutral zone. It's not the mokim chiyuv. It's a mokim ptur. So b'meile. So there are 40. So the person who is mavir mitchilas dalet seif dalet, in effect, is engaged for some time, for a number of seconds, he is engaged in a neutral act and in a neutral zone relative to himself. So that should be analogous to the case of Ameis Mechonos Leplati Dechstov. So the Gemara says, no, it's not analogous to the case of Ameis Mechonos Leplati Dechstov. Midome, Hosom Gabe Hai Gavre Mokim Pturu, Likulal Memokim Chivu, Hoche Likulal Memokim Pturu. So when a person carries a Chayfetz, Mitzchilas Dalet Lisiv Dalet, so in the course of the 20 stops that he makes, so he's engaged in a neutral act and in a neutral zone relative to himself, but he's not engaged in a neutral zone relative to other people who started from another point. So they could make a anoche at any one point in these Dalet Ames and Mifka Mechuyev. So that means it's not really a neutral zone. Mashein came in the case of Ameitzim Mechonos Leplatye Derechstov. So they are... So the day of it's a mokim tool the whole alm vis-a-vis the whole world. So how do we know that even that doesn't constitute a break? Alright. Now, so Tesa says, Mina da hava amav lechivet b'shus rabim. Hava le limin kat ha-meitzi, da ayre b'leil, di chol kamed limonach le mifta. Chol kamed limonach le mifta. Now, we discussed last time, and I mentioned that it seems that on that too, there is a machlek is between Rab Chaim and Alichas Eliyahu. So both that when someone is meitzim l'shus hayochel l'shus harabim is the crossing of the border between the l'shus hayochel l'shus harabim an integral part of the ma'aseh aveira or not. So, and I mentioned that according to the Rivor, it certainly is an integral part of the ma'aseh aveira. According to Rashi, so we can say either way. But according to the Rivor, who says that Chiluf Rishui is the more serious Rabbanon? Why? Because Midrash say it's an integral part of the Ma'aseh Aveira. So maybe Midrabbanon it could be considered more chamor. But if we are to assume that Midrash say it's not an integral part of the Ma'aseh Aveira, why should it be considered more serious, more chamor, a shvus in Midrabbanon? So according to Rivor, we certainly have to say, as the Alichas Eliyahu says, that the crossing of the border is an integral part of the Ma'aseh Aveira. Reb Chaim assumes that the crossing of the border is not an integral part of the Ma'aseh Aveira, and this is how he answers this discussion in the Ruben. I'll leave it at Rambam. Alright, now, but one thing is clear. even according to the lomdes of the Halichas Eliyahu, and I mean, and that is certainly the shita of the Rivo, that crossing the border is an integral part of the Ma'is Avere, so only the crossing of the border is an integral part of the Ma'is Avere. Crossing the border is an integral part of the Ma'is Avere. But the carrying of the chayfetz in the Rishus Rabbi, let's say here is a Rishus Ayochi, and I am Metzi, I carry it from here, so I make Akire, and then I cross the border. Here is the Rishus Rabbi, I cross the border. So according to the Rivo, so the crossing of the border, the Chiluf Rishuyis, is an integral part of my Saviyah. But once I cross the border and I keep on walking in the Rishus Rabbi until I make a stop, so that carrying in the Rishus Rabbi after I cross the border should not be considered as an integral part of my Saviyah. That should be considered as a neutral act, because after all, he is allowed to carry in the Rishus Rabbi as long as he doesn't carry the Ladamis. Or let's say, if someone is Machnis. So here the Rishus Rabin, and he starts carrying it, and then he crosses the border, and then he keeps on walking for 5 miles in the Rishus Ayochit. It's a big Rishus Ayochit, and he finally, after 5 miles, he stops. So the 5 miles that he carried in the Rishus Ayochit should not be considered as an integral part of his avera, because you're allowed to carry. So even though he started in the Rishus Rabin, so why should the carrying in the Rishus Ayochit for 5 miles constitute an integral part of my Savere? So even according to the Rivo, once you cross the border, what you carry after that, after crossing the border, until you make the final Anoche, so that should be a neutral act. So this is what Teisa says. Mide da hava ma vechivit v'she sarabi. Hava lele minka tameitz. So after you cross the border, so you are engaged in a neutral act. You are engaged in neutral act, and it doesn't constitute a break. So the Gemara could say, from that we could deduce that Meitz and Mechonis Leplati there stop, it doesn't constitute a break in Yitzhoyim. So this says in Achnam, Havli min kata Meitz, Dair Bili, V'chol kamed lo imonach lei, Is Mifta, El Mishim di Bosa Hochem nokat Mavir, Nokem Lahashte, V'chol in Yone Yavore Bershus Arabim Kom, Now, Hosom Koleicha de Monach Leimokim Chil. Umeitzi umeishi to Mavia, Daladamel Bershus Rabim, Derech Lemailam Yudechaye. So why doesn't Gemore learn out that the fact that a person is engaged in a neutral act, in a neutral zone, in the midst of the Itzoye, doesn't constitute a break in the Itzoye? From, because Meitzi Daladamel Bershus Rabim Ischaye? Now, Moishit, when Tesis mentions Meishit, so Tesis could have referenced one of two things. Either Tesis could have referenced to Meishit, Meshus Ayochit, Meshus Ayochit, Bidyuta Achas, Derech Rishus Rabbi, so Israel. Or, Teisves could have reference to Meshit, Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Rabbi. Not Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Rabbi. Now, it's more mistaber that Teisves, it doesn't make any, there is no Nafke Mine. Teisves could mean either, and it could mean both. But it seems that Teisves doesn't mean Meshit, Meshus Ayochid, Meshus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Rabbi. Because if Teisves said reference to Meishit Meshus Ayochid Meshus Ayochid Derech Rishus Rabbi, so Teisves should have spelled out Yudachas. Teisves doesn't mention Yudas. And then, because he mentioned all the other things have reference to Rishus Ayochid in the Rishus Rabbi, not to Meshus Ayochid Meshus Ayochid. So why should Meishit have reference to Meshus Ayochid Meshus Ayochid Derech Rishus Rabbim? So it's mistaber that not that it makes any nafkimine, that when Teisa says Meishit, he doesn't mean the Meishit of Meshus Ayochid Meshus Ayochid Derech Rishus Rabbim B'diutach, but it means just Meishit. So it's a Sisoy, like the Meishit of the Oni and the Balabais. So he uses the term Mayishit. In other words, as far as Mayishit Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Aratim is concerned, so the Chidush HaRashbo has that Kashi. And there he gives the Teretz that we could not deduce from Mayishit Mishus Ayochid Derech Mishus Aratim that he is Chayev, that the fact that the person is engaged in the interim, in the midst of the Itzoyeh, in a neutral act, in a neutral zone, that does not constitute a break. Because that's a special Gzeres HaKosu, a special Aloche, Meishit Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Derech Meshus HaRabim B'diut HaAchas. So Memele, the Derech Meshus HaRabim, even if it is L'mayla Miyut, if L'mayla Miyut is an integral part of the Mais Aveire, L'mayla Miyut is an integral part of the Mais Aveire, because that's the Itzoyeh of Meishit Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Derech HaRabim. So what Chayches does it have to Meitzim Chos L'Platit Derech Zot? So that's the Teretz that the Rashba gives, and it's a very good Teretz. Now, here, it's mistaber that Teisves doesn't have reference to Meishit Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Derech Meshus HaRabim, Meshus HaRabim, but he has reference to Meishit, Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaRabim. So he says, Umeitzi, Umeishit, Umavid, Adam, Meshus HaRabim, Derech L'mayla, Miyud, Dechayev. So in other words, so over there, so Bishlein, Meishit, Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaYochid, Derech Meshus HaRabim, Meshus HaRabim, so the L'mayla, Miyud is an integral part of the Mais Aveira. Because that was the way it was done in the Mish. So it's not a neutral act, it's not a neutral zone. But Meishit, Meshus HaYochid, Meshus HaRabim, L'mayla Miyud is still Chayev. So there, the fact that the Chifetz is carried over in Yom Kippur, that's a neutral act, and that's a neutral zone, we could say. So Mimele, why can't we learn out from that the fact that the person in the midst of the Itzoyeh is engaged in a neutral act, neutral zone, it doesn't constitute a breaking Itzoyeh. The Chayim Aval Gav Di Ave Monachle L'mayla Miyud Is Poter. L'mayla Miyud Is Poter. So Mimele, that means that L'mayla Miyud is considered so in the interim he is engaged in a neutral zone, because suppose he'll make the Anoch L'mayla Miyud, so he'll certainly be Poter. Now, this day's race can be understood in two ways. First, it could be understood in accordance with Teisve Shite Neirav and Daf Lamed Gimel. The Teisve says that even Mavet al Adam is Bishus HaRabim. L'mayim Yudis Chayev, we learn it out from Asav Nikos, but so it only if at the end of the Daladames he lowers the parcel and to the matamid, but otherwise he's spot. So Mimele, that's Teisve Shite, Daf Lamed Gimel in Erev. So this is what Teisve means. Aval Gav Di Ave Manach Leili Milo Miyud is spot. In other words, he suppose he doesn't lower it and he just makes Anoch as Gufei, so he's spot. Oh, but this Teisve does not have to be explained Dafke in accordance with Teisve Shite in Erev Daf Lamed Gimel. Let's say this Teisves could agree with the Rashba Shite that where someone is Mavid al Adames Meshus HaRabim L'mayla Miyud, and then he makes his stop, so on account of the Aloha of Anochas Gufit Anochas Chemins Dame, so Mimele it's considered as if he put his not only his feet and his goof, but even the parcel that he carries on his shoulder on that spot. So Mimele it's considered as Anoche L'mayla Miyud on the Kalke. So when Teisve says Avogad Di Avimanech L'mayla Miyud Poter, it means suppose he'll carry a chifetz Daladamis Meshus HaRabim L'mayla Miyud, and then at the end of L'mayla Miyud he'll put it, he will not stop, but he'll put it, let's say, on his ease, on his shell that protrudes there, so he'll be Poter. This is what Teisve means Avogad Di Avimanech L'mayla Miyud is Poter. So Mimele, so why can't we deduce from that the fact that the person is engaged in a Yom Kippur in the interim, in the midst of the Itzoyeh, does not constitute a break? So he says, no, from there we cannot deduce. Mikol mokim tachto b'mokim shemahalech mekom chiyuv. Avol, stov, hakarke name mokim ptur. Now, Rabbi Kveya says, Einli kamun kum beis amid alef. Teises dibe amaschel veitzir. Now let's see. Now there the Gemara Dav Kuvbeis on the Aleph, the Gemara says that if a person, carries something in his mouth that he eats, let's say, suppose he'll carry a candy, he'll be eating a candy, while he walks in the Rishus Arabi. So then, and he'll eat it in the course of his walking. So behind, where's the anoch of the candy? The brie of the candy. That's the anoch. So v'itzi b'fi chay. So Tesis says, kule bad ado de kosi. The brie also have anoch. Afal pishem halich. So in other words, so what kind of anoch is? He's in a state of motion. Kidamrin on ksivoson zui anechoson. So in other words, but the candy goes down. So he swallows it. So Mimele, that's the anoch. The afal gab, the peef, so Tesis is another kashi. But true. So it's considered to be anoch. But we are not dealing with a short person. So we are dealing with a person who has the average height. So Mimele, his mouth is lemailom yutvochi from the karka rishus arabi. So the hanocha takes place. He swallows it in his mouth. So the hanocha takes place in the mokim tu. The afal gav the piv lemailom yud v'inrochev dalet. So two things. I mean, first of all, it's lemailom yud, and then it's not the mokim choshu. Yad is a mokim choshu, but pe is not the mokim choshu. So he says, botilu agav rishus arabi. ולדומה לבוכיה ביריה דיומה ברשפירקין מוקים טורקוס דיוסו מוקים קוויס אביטרי מה שאין כאין the mouth of the person himself, he becomes bottled to Rishus Arabim. So even though the mouth happens to occupy space above 10 tvochim from the character Rishus Arabim, but he stands in the Rishus Arabim, he walks in the Rishus Arabim, so he becomes bottled to Rishus Arabim. But the person is analogous to a trask. So what is how does this explain it? Why isn't it a mokim p'tur? Because the kele becomes bottle to the rishus rabbi. So it's not a mokim p'tur. It becomes bottle to the rishus rabbi. But over there, it raskly kele becomes bottle to the rishus rabbi if it's a matam yud. But if the kele, if the trasko is a milam yud, he doesn't become bottle to rishus rabbi. So, but an odom becomes bottle to rishus rabbi in mivul milam yud. We don't need trasko, don't need to become matam yud of rishus rabbi. We don't have a milam yud bottle, agav rishus rabbi. So Teisves mentions the analogy of trasko, but here it's much more than trasko. But b'derabim, just as by trasko, we say that it is not a mokim tur, why it becomes bottle to Rishus Arabim, mekil kam bottle to Rishus Arabim. So here too it becomes bottle to Rishus Arabim. Not here too, here it becomes even more bottle to Rishus Arabim. Because the kele becomes bottle to Rishus Arabim only if it's teichyut. It's in the other Rishus Arabim. But the nodom becomes bottle to Rishus Arabim, even if it's lamayim. Well, we have to understand that. Why? If an odom can become bottle to Rishus Rabbim, even the Milam Yud, why shouldn't the Kele become bottled to the Rishus Rabbim, even the Milam Yud? What's the difference? Right, that's one Loshin Tesis. V'domoli traskele mefirkal matum yudav Rishus Rabbim, v'ocha afil Milam Yud botlak Rishus Rabbim. Then the second Loshin, in other words, Tesis Kashi was, how is he chayev when he walks with the candy, daladam is Rishus Rabbim, and he swallows the candy? So he's chayev, so dachile, that's the anoche, but it's l'mayla miyud, the piv is l'mayla miyud. So the first loshin in Teisves is that an odom becomes bottled to the Rishus Arabim, even l'mayla miyud. Then the second loshin is, v'ei, imavi l'mayla miyud, ki l'mato, v'choshiv muna b'Rishus Arabim. V'choshiv muna b'Rishus Arabim. So, The Choshen Munah is Rabbim. So that's the reason as to why Rabbi Kreia refers you to this Tesis. And over there on that Kubbeis, he refers you back to the Tesis Davot. So we have two Nishenis in Tesis. Now it is remarkable. Tesis says the Kashi. Tesis says the Kashi. Why do we say that we see the thief is higher? But after all, the Hanoche is in the Mokim too. So Tesis gives two terutz. One terutz is because an Odom becomes potter to the Rishus Rabbi, even if it's a Mailamim. And the second motion is, no, because just as Ligabe, the Havoch of the Ladamis. After all, besides the Anoche, there is another essential ingredient in Mavud Aladamis Yisham. The Etzem carrying the Havoch of the Aladamis over the stretch of the Aladamis. So, and he carried it in a mocking tool, a malam yud. So why is it chayev? The answer is when a person carries, let's say, a chayfetz in the Rishus Rabin, a malam yud. Does it mean that he carries it only a malam yud? He carries it a malam yud too. Why? Because on the vertical level, so that the bottom and the top is one mock. When you consider it on a horizontal plane, so then this point here on the horizontal plane and this point here on the horizontal plane represent two separate mechanics. But on the vertical plane, so the point here on the vertical plane and the point here just above it on the vertical plane are considered one mock. How do we know that? So we have to say the pshat in the second Lashon Tesis is this is implicit in the Gzeiras HaKos of the Alfusi of Masav Nikos, that Mavad Aladam Rishus Rabin Lemayla Miyud is chayev, but the question is, but he cannot be chayev for being Mavad Aladam in Mokim Tur. He has to be chayev for being Mavad Aladam in Rishus Rabin, but he carried it on his shoulder, let's say, and in Lemayla Miyud in Mokim Tur. The answer is the Lemayla Miyud and any point on the same vertical line or the same vertical plane, Lematam Yud is one mocking. So that means he carried it Lemailam Yud Daladames and he carried it Lematam Yud Daladames. So maybe Ischayev on the score of carrying it Lematam Yud. That's the Pshat Nigzar Sakosuf. So Memele, the Pshat Nigzar Sakosuf is that it's considered Munav Yeshus Arabim too. Just as it is considered carrying Lemata Miyud, so when he makes a Hanoche, it's considered Hanoche Lemata Miyud. Hanoche Lemata Miyud. In other words, we saw that there are three shittes. There is Teis Veshite in Erev Nachlamet Gimel, that Mavid Aladames Beshus Arabim is only Chayev Eve at the time when he stops. After the Aladames, he lowers the Chayfetz. Otherwise, he's not chayev, because the whole Gzeiras HaKosuf only tells us that in regard to the Havore of Daladames, so even though it was done, Lemailo Miyud is chayev. But the Gzeiras HaKosuf doesn't say anything in regard to the Anoche. So the Anoche Inochaname Tesis in Erev Davon Gimel says, yes, has to take place Lemailo Miyud, he has to lower the chayfetz after the Daladames. And then there is the Shite of the Rabbeis of the Rashbo. That's the other extreme, and they say that even without the Maisa Anochas Gufei, as long as a person is Noch and is on the Karke of the Rishus Rabin, so Mimele, if the Balabais, the Oni is standing and he has his hand stretched out Lemaila Miyud, and the Balabais will put it in his hand, so the Rabbis of the Rashba say that it's considered as if it was placed on the karke, because since he's noch on the karke, the goof is noch on the karke, so it doesn't mean that only the feet are noch al gabi karke. The feet, the goof, the hands are all standing al gabi karke. So mainly when he puts it.